Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. I'm freezing my feet off. How are you?
Oh, is that exactly how you'd say it to the deputies?
Yeah. I told my wife this morning when I retire, I want to move to Florida where it's warm.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't, though, because the farther south you move, the farther north you move. You know that. Speaking of that, are you guys doing anything different, special, you know, cutting shifts or anything for tomorrow for the, you know, anticipation of snow and still cold?
Yeah, tomorrow all the shifts will run as normal with normal personnel. So if you need us, call us. But the district offices and all non-essential personnel have the day off. So because of the pending snow, so but they'll be closed. But you can still call and have a deputy come out as usual.
What are you guys doing to prepare for, you know, slippery, sloppy conditions? Not only the likelihood of minor crashes that you're going to have to respond to, but even for your own deputies. I mean, you know, just because it's got the, you know, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's logo on it doesn't mean it's immune to bad driving conditions, right?
Right. And basically what we tell the guys and gals that are working the road during the winter storm, it's they'll park strategically around their district. So, and not move unless they absolutely have to. So they'll be sitting in their cars. You'll see them in the parking lot in different parts of Gulf Breeze or Navarre and everything. And then if they have to go somewhere, they go.
Okay.
But they don't just, they're not going to be doing the routine patrolling like normal. Some will. We have several guys that work the road that came from NYPD, mm-hmm. You know, Chicago. So they know how to drive in the snow. So those guys and gals will be roaming around like normal. But the ones from the south, yeah, not so much.
So even the advice to your own deputies is only when necessary because you don't know how to do this well.
Correct.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, that's smart. I was talking to my wife the other day about this, and, you know, I kind of said, man, you think it's going to be okay to get back and forth to work? She's like, you know, you're from Chicago, right? Like, yeah, you're right. I know how to do this.
Lord, yeah, you've seen snow before, I guarantee you.
This doesn't even, like, 2 inches doesn't even make the news in the north. Anyway, we had some okay. I say this, and I'm not even going to – I'm tempted to joke, but I'm not going to – social media is not always 100% reliable, as evidenced by the rumors of a serial killer in Santa Rosa County, which are completely false, yes?
Yes, completely false. And, you know, I saw something on the Internet that made me think that, yeah, it may not be true. You know, one of the best quotes in history was the Internet is full of false information, and that was by Abraham Lincoln.
So, right.
Yeah, so, you know, most stuff on there is not exactly accurate.
And this is like an old, out-of-town, like it's been all over the country. People have shared this thing, and don't trust the homeless person that comes to your door. Like all that, like just weird stuff, and people share it because they don't know any better, and they're scared, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, I guarantee you, if there's a serial killer in Santa Rosa County and you even glance at the news or listen to your program, I mean, you're going to hear about it.
Right.
It's not going to be something we'll try to keep from the public.
Yeah, it's not a secret that only Facebook is able to expose. We had a, 20-year-old in Gulf Breeze facing felony charges for vandalizing the Tiger Point Sports area.
Yeah, they drove across the ball fields and stuff, and just hateful stuff. I mean, kids go out there to play, and you're taking that away from them now just because you want to be a jerk. It's really crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand. But then again, there's a lot of things dummies do that I don't understand. Yeah. You also had, I think, a high school student at Jay High School arrested for possession of drugs and a weapon. Was it a gun? Was it a knife? Do we know?
Yeah, it was a gun.
Okay.
He never had the gun in school, but it was in the parking lot in his vehicle.
Okay. Okay. All right. And the drugs were found in, like, what, did somebody see the gun, or how did it come to light?
It was both. All of it was in the vehicle, I'm pretty sure of. And they got a report from, I think it was an anonymous student reported it.
Okay.
To the SRO, and that's how they found it.
Okay. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. I had a couple others I wanted to talk with you about. We'll come back in just a second. We've got John Pickens. He's got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110, all the major arteries are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. There was a home rental scam that you guys have run across where people are, what, like showing up to a house ready to rent it, but the owner of the house is still living there and didn't rent it to anybody?
Yeah, unfortunately, this happens not really frequently, but it does happen a lot across the country. And basically what it is these people find through Facebook or whatever, or just word of mouth, or, you know, they find out that the people don't live there full time. And so they'll take pictures of the house and put it up on like Facebook Marketplace and say, hey, rent this, blah, 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 down payment up. And it'll be a really good price and people will jump on it. And then they get there and it's locked up and they don't have a key or the code to get in, or, you know, and that's what happened to these people. So they back their U-Haul in, they get up to the door, it's got a code on it. The code doesn't work. They call back to the guy that rented it to them. And he said, yeah, if you send me a green dot card with $1,000, I'll give you the correct code, which, I mean, obviously, then you know it's a scam.
Yeah.
So we try to tell people, if you're going to rent a house, tell whoever's wanting to rent it, say, meet me there. I want to walk through it. And obviously, if they come there with the key and open it up and take you through it, and then you know it's legit. But if you do it sight unseen and just send somebody money, you are definitely taking a chance.
That's so scary. And I'd heard kind of the other versions of something like this where people, you know, they get their house sold, you know, from under them, or somebody shows up thinking they've bought their home. And, you know, the victim on the owner side too, right? I mean, it's not just the buyer renter.
Yeah, mortgage fraud is on the rise. And, they can basically sell your mortgage or something like that to another party and right out from under you while you're living in the house.
Insane. It's just crazy. Last thing I was going to ask you is you guys have been doing a little bit of criminal enforcement on the interstate, and that's produced. What is this like? Pulling people over for speeding or, you know, driving the left lane, like kind of minor infractions, and then finding other things. Is that what this is?
Yeah, and that happens a lot. Our ICE unit, the interstate criminal guys, they get out there and they do this on a regular basis, and sometimes we put more deputies out there with them to do kind of a sweep. And, you know, if you've ever driven on I-10, you get passed by people doing 100 miles an hour every day. So those people get pulled over, and we run dogs around the cars and find drugs that way. And if you remember, a few days ago, we got a couple of guys, I think they were from Louisiana, and they had a bunch of stolen credit cards and a credit card making machine and some fraudulent checks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so it's not just drugs. They're getting all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, we know from experience that, you know, minor traffic stops often lead to, you know, major fines. And, I mean, that's just...
Yeah, minor traffic stop is how Ted Bundy got arrested.
Right.
Speaking of serial killers.
Right. I did have one other one I was going to ask you, just because DeSantis has called this special session to start on Monday. And, you know, I know part, like, there's sort of a connection with us with illegal immigration because of the, you know, the cars and the driver's licenses and the insurance and the illegal immigrants. And you actually talked about this last week with Alex Andrade when he was filling in for me. I was just kind of curious if you have coordinated, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office has coordinated at all with the governor's office and the pending immigration law changes that Trump is expressing. Does this affect what you're going to do? Do you know yet, or are we just kind of waiting to see what happens?
Well, it's going to affect us in one way. By right now, if you arrest a person that came into our country illegally for, let's say, driving with no license, and you put them in jail, we have to, by law, give them a bond. And so when they get the bond, they usually have cash on them. They pay the bond, and then, boom, they're gone.
Mm.
They're going to make that where any illegal immigrant that's arrested and put in jail is going to remain in jail until ICE can vet them and deport them, I guess.
Oh.
So that's going to increase the volume in my jail. But we're the only jail in the Panhandle right now that accepts federal inmates anyway. So it's not going to be that big of a deal, but it will increase the population a little bit.
Okay, so a little bit extra population, but also the ability to actually properly process and hopefully deport people who are here illegally who break the law.
Correct.
No, that's great. Instead of them, you know, bonding out and then running away, which is, of course, what they would do.
Right.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, wearing a hat today, out and about with the cold?
Yeah, it's a little on the chilly side, but yeah, I don't wear hats and stuff because it makes your hair fall out. And I don't understand it, but,
said the bald chair. I've never seen you in a hat. That's why I ask. I'm trying to picture it in my head.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your deputies are able to stay safe. I hope we don't have very many things for them to respond to tomorrow. It's obviously going to be cold, plus likelihood of snow. So thank you for keeping us safe. Thanks for spending some time with me every week. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.
You bet. 821 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, speaking of homes and transactions and, you know, reliability, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are, I mean, a good reminder of why it's good to have a reputation. It's good to know that you're good at something. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that. So about three and a half a week is pretty normal for them, clicking along at their normal rate, even in a little bit more challenging market, you know, as it is today. They know how to get it done. And look, folks who are going to give you good answers to your questions, help you ask better questions that you might not think to ask, and sort of solve the problems. There's always challenges and hurdles and obstacles on your way to a closing, and you know, they've seen them before, and if they haven't, they'll learn how to solve it. I mean, like, it's not my favorite thing to talk about, but look, people get divorced and they need to sell a home and they don't agree about stuff, so it's hard to agree about selling a home. Well, they know how to solve that. They have actually gone to training to handle that particular problem because it came up a few years ago and she thought, well, let's learn how to do this. Same thing for estate sales. You know, not necessarily all the heirs agree about stuff, so how do you solve that? Well, they know how because they have done that before. And so that's just kind of her mindset is, let's give the best professionally trained service to anybody who is our client and make sure they get everything that they need from us. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
NAS Whiting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Join Dawn and Dr. Burchard from Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where they will be discussing the importance of annual visits with the Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus care model. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to call or text in your questions at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy. So my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Everybody get up.
I've been watching a little bit of the live stream of the process of transitioning power. And just a few moments ago, you had President and First Lady Biden receiving First, Second Lady, and First Gentleman, Second. I can never remember what there's. Doug Immel and Kamala Harris at the White House. And now, you know, President Trump, we're waiting for him to depart from the church service at St. John's Church to go over to the White House. And I don't know. Melania's, is she going to a funeral? What's happening here?
That's what it looked like.
She's, I mean, she always looks amazing, but she's dressed in like a kind of a black or dark navy with a, what I can only describe as like an itinerant Amish preacher's flat brimmed hat in black with white accents instead of straw. But it's unusual. For, what was my first comment? I said, oh, look, the Duchess of Windsor.
Right,
because
exactly.
She kind of has that sort of reserved, refined, you know, royalty sort of esque look to her. Anyway, did I do traffic yet, John? I think I did not. Go ahead, sir.
No, brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full service auto shop and tire dealer, downtown Pensacola. Gregory and Balin, put your trust in Tire Trust. Just got one accident, but no roadblock on Highway 29. Right in front of the Walmart Supercenter. There's no roadblock there, but we're starting to see some delays in that area. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. I have some tickets to give away. Should I give away these tickets? Let's see. Pensacola Little Theater, a short attention span theater, comes up the 24th through of this month through the 2nd of February. So you got about a, 2-week run there, something like that, and we can have. Anyway, short attention span theater, popular demand, lighting up the stage for another unforgettable performance. Go back to a night filled with one-act plays. So that's always a good time. I have not seen that, but I hear good things. Anyway, short attention span theater, I've got 2 tickets. Caller number 4. I like fours today. I'm into fours today. 437. I'd be glad I'm not saying caller 20. Caller number 4, 437-1620. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to win this contest on the radio. Get some theater tickets.
Have you ever won a contest on the radio?
No, I have not.
John?
I've always been ineligible.
Of course I did.
Yeah. I'm in
like
radio.
Like when I was younger.
I'm in radio because I won a contest on the radio.
Have I told
this
know.
Story? I told this story?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, go answer the phone.
Well,
give
I'm
tickets.
Trying to, but you're going to tell a story.
David Wayne, you do your thing. I'll tell my story eventually.
All right, let's
time.
Do some news here. Americans can once again get back on TikTok. It was dark for about 16 hours from Saturday evening through Sunday morning. When users reopened the app, though, a message popped up thanking them for their patience and praising Donald Trump for getting them back online. Pardons have been issued by President Biden for General Mark Milley, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and members of the January 6th Congressional Committee. The move, announced early this morning here about an hour ago, aims to protect them from potential retaliation by the Trump administration. And Donald Trump's garbage truck, Andrew, it's back in Washington, D.C. today. It's going to be in the presidential parade following the inauguration.
Oh, the one that he drove?
It was rented in Green Bay, but they've apparently still got the graphics on the side of the truck, and it's going to be in the parade today. So
after,
the Trump
after
garbage
Kamala
truck.
Harris made some comment or something.
Yeah,
wasn't,
called
shade
the
on garbage workers or something. Oh, garbage people, right?
Garbage people, right?
That's right.
Called the
that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, politics is fun. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, 437-1620. What was I just gonna? Oh, the story. I guess I should tell. I was listening to a local Christian station in my hometown of St. Louis, and they had a contest and a morning show, and I won. And they asked me what I did for a living, and I told them I teach philosophy. And they said, as a Christian? I said, yeah. And they said, well, we should have you on as a guest. Okay, sure. So I did that a couple of times, and they're like, well, you know, so-and-so's going on vacation. You want to fill in? And they actually had a talent development program, so like on a Saturday you could host an hour, you know. And I'd done that, and you want to fill in? Sure. You want to co-host? Sure. That's how I got into radio, by winning a contest. And if I hadn't won that contest or been listening or known the answer, or if they hadn't asked me the question, really, you work as a philosopher, I'd probably still be teaching philosophy and, you know, wouldn't be pestering these local politicians.
I have a similar story, too, but we don't have time to get into it. But
oh,
I did win that contest.
Way to tease it for an undefined payoff.
Well, I know.
Very good. All right, we'll be back with our frivolous topic coming up after the news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Before greeting President-elect Trump at the White House on this Inauguration Day morning, President Biden's putting his last couple of hours in office to use.
President Joe Biden is now issuing preemptive pardons for former Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, former COVID point man Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the members of the House Select Committee on the January 6th riot, which would include the likes of former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Fox's Evan Brown. President-elect Trump is sworn in at noon Eastern.
Trump is expected to sign over 200 executive actions, ranging from border security to energy production. Trump says he's going to deliver for the American people the best first day, biggest first week, and most extraordinary first 100 days of any president.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Fox confirms plans to deploy troops to the southern border. It's also Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the first time it's been on Inauguration Day since 1997. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, it is 28 degrees, a very cold start to our morning today. The city of Pensacola launching a major revitalization project for the Parks and Rec Department. It's a re-envisioning of a plan that was first launched back in 1985.
There was an initiative 40 years ago at the city called Direction 85 that was ultimately an investment in the city. City Hall, Bay Bluffs Park, multi-million dollars of transformation opportunity for the city of Pensacola. Where we find ourselves 40 years later is it's time to fix some of those things.
And that is Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says the modern version of this plan is called Direction 25. Just over $21 million are being allocated for repairing and maintaining parks and rec facilities. That'll include facility upgrades, playground equipment, smaller items, trash cans, benches. Reeves says residents should notice major improvements in at least 54 different parks across the city. Early voting started over the weekend in the Republican primary. There's going to be 8 days of voting at 7 locations across the county.
Down from 10 that we had last year, but it's only just for the special primary. We looked at how many people came out during the March election, knowing that we'd have a similar eligibility, and so the sites that didn't perform very well, we just backed off of those for this cycle, but they will be back in for the April 1st election for the special here.
That is Robert Bender, the Escambia Supervisor of Elections, and he is asking voters to get out and cast their ballots. He says it's probably best to do it before that potential severe weather hits our area tomorrow. To find an early voting location in your area, just visit EscambiaVotes.gov, or if you're in Santa Rosa County, VotesSantaRosa.gov. There's two early voting locations open in Santa Rosa County. The Council on Aging West Florida says they're in need of space heaters to give out to seniors here in the area.
We have been getting tons of calls into our office about seniors who are asking if we have any heaters that we can distribute. And at this time, we do not. We had a big donation of about 200 from a very generous donor earlier this season, and they were gone within a day once we got them, and without us having to really promote. It's just the word gets out.
Emily Echeverria with the Council on Aging West Florida. They are asking for the community's help to replenish their supply of heaters so they can give them out to those in need. Echeverria says senior citizens can respond to extreme cold differently. They can have slower metabolism and blood circulation, which would put them at greater risk of developing hypothermia. The Escambia Children's Trust postponed ratifying their third-year contracts for 11 out-of-school time providers at their meeting last week. Those contracts were pushed back after the board treasurer had some questions about program budgets for a couple of the programs. The board is now expected to take that back up at their next meeting. Now, that was scheduled for tomorrow, but just about everything has been canceled due to potential weather. So we'll let you know when that gets rescheduled. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will be seeing sunny and very cold conditions today, high near 41 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping below freezing near 31 degrees. For Tuesday, 80% chance of some snow showers and sleet, 36 degrees for that high. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 20s with snow possibly still accumulating. As you go into Wednesday, we will have sunshine with a high near 38. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 31. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 28 degrees, sunshine in Pensacola, 26 in Gulf Breeze, 27 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Of course, Wall Street closed in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The closing prices on Friday had the Dow up 334 at 43,487. The S&P was up about 59 points at 59.96, and the NASDAQ was unchanged at 19.630. Our 10-year bond rate today is up 1 cent at 4.623%. Our gold prices are down 12.80 at 27.35.90. Silver price is down a nickel at 31.19. And crypto, Bitcoin is up this morning at 17.21 at 107.700. Ethereum, Solana, and Dogecoin, though, all down this morning. XRP is up 11 cents. President-elect Trump says he would most likely extend the deadline for TikTok to sell to a U.S. company or face a ban. Trump told NBC that he'd likely give internet technology company ByteDance a 90-day extension beyond their original deadline of last Sunday. That was, of course, after the app went down for several hours Saturday night into Sunday morning. It's now available for Americans again. Coming up in the business week ahead, there's a stock market holiday today, but tomorrow brings fourth quarter results from Netflix. Other big names reporting this week include United Airlines and Capital One. On Tuesday. And the parent company of Cash App now being ordered to pay up to $175 million for not protecting their users from fraud. Thursday, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau ordered Block to pay consumers up to $120 million. The agency also fined the company $55 million. That'll go to the CFPB's Victims Relief Fund. It's 8:38. Our next news is at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for Your Money Now.
We all want to change Washington, but changing Washington starts right here in Northwest Florida. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. With a background in finance, I have a plan that will deliver President Trump his $2 trillion budget reduction target. It includes eliminating the useless climate spending, which costs taxpayers billions while strengthening our enemies. Truth is, the climate agenda is not about saving the planet. It's a global movement bent on fundamental change, control, and massive wealth redistribution. It's an attack on our sovereignty, our economy, and it's a threat to our national security. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and an Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one has more military experience in this race than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merck for Congress.
Step right up to the spotlight, folks. Short Attention Span Theater is back by popular demand, lighting up the stage again for another unforgettable performance at Pensacola Little Theater. Prepare to be transported as they delve into a night filled with one-act plays. PLT's black box-style production promises an intimate experience, perfect for those looking to dip their toes into the vibrant world of theater. Showings January 24th through February 2nd. To learn more or buy your tickets, visit PensacolaLittleTheater.com or stop by the PLT box office.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement, Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Yes, it is our frivolous topic. That's when we talk about things that we know don't matter, have a lot of fun doing it, and in the end make no progress at all towards anything important. That's the goal. But we show that sometimes, you know, having a silly conversation is good. It's questions you can ask your friends or your kids or your coworkers or random strangers when you're stuck with them in line at the Taco Bell or whatever. So this verges on being not a frivolous topic, so I don't want to get into a big fight with anybody. This is more of a kind of a... It's on my head lately. I'm curious about this with all the football games going on, and tonight we got the national championship, and it's safe to talk about football with Meg again because, you know, Georgia's not in it. Also because, you know, Ole Miss is not in it.
Yeah,
so, we didn't make it. Yeah. And Auburn didn't even come close, so, you know, we're all good. Question is, when you're watching, for example, a game, and at the beginning of the game you always have what?
Food? Oh.
You wanted the first thing.
I love
priorities.
That answer. I do love that answer.
I'm being honest.
Let me rephrase. The broadcast typically begins with
the pregame.
And then
the game.
Meg, help me out here.
National anthem.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. I didn't know this was going to be a trick quiz.
So here's my question. When the national anthem comes on for the game in your house on NFL or tonight for college or for major leagues, or I suppose, I don't know if they'll sing the national anthem for the inauguration today, if anybody. Do you stand up in your living room? 437-1620, 437-1620. That's my question of the day. You're grimacing a lot.
Yeah.
You're kind of turning into a purple blobby McDonald's figure here right in front of me.
I wish so badly that I could say, yes, Andrew, I stand up and I put my hand over my heart and I sing along. But you know what I do?
You go to the kitchen and get food.
I go to the bathroom.
I go get the snacks. I got just enough time to get the snacks in time for the kickoff.
That's it. That's your two-minute warning, right?
I feel like an unpatriotic person now. You've shamed me publicly.
But this is why I think this is such an interesting topic. I'm the same.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you? Okay.
Well, of course, I watch everything on fast forward. Okay. So, you know, I'm fast forwarding because I want to see the game.
Correct. Yes.
I pause if I think it's a celebrity that I might find interesting, or if there's going to be a flyover. I want to see who's flying over and if that's interesting because I love to see the military aircraft in the air.
Well, games like tonight, too, you always have a celebrity. Like
yeah,
Whitney Houston
and is
or somebody
it,
that
you know,
would be,
sometimes
you know.
The anthem is itself a story, mm-hmm. you know, because it's great or... Not you
Rosie
know,
O'Donnell.
Right. There's examples. But my guess is that something like 1% or less of people, and by 1% or less, I mean less, stand
in their living room.
In their living room, hand over their heart toward whatever flag they can find. Perhaps it's the one on TV on the screen. I just don't think people do that. And I'm just curious if anybody does. Because it's exactly like you said. You don't. And then all of a sudden, when somebody raises the question, you're like, oh, but I feel like I should.
That's what I just suddenly had this wave of shame.
It feels so unpatriotic when you notice it.
Yes.
And I mean, imagine if somebody, you know, let's imagine a veteran, you know, came to your house for the game and walked in on you sitting on your couch, slurping a beer, eating a wing, watching somebody sing the national anthem. And, and they're like, oh. You're those kind of people.
Oh, no. Well, my favorite part of the game, when you're at the game, there's something so wonderful
there
about
absolutely
that.
Is.
You know,
and
everybody's standing together,
it's
this unity. I love it at the game. But at home, I don't get the same.
Same. And that's. I'm just curious if other. I'm sure there are people who do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping they don't judge us too harshly. But that's the question. 437-1620. For the last time, Andrew, adults don't eat Taco Bell. You're so wrong about that. let's see. Somebody says, I'm eating popcorn during the anthem. If I am alone, yes. If not, sometimes yes, sometimes. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh.
So it's like anti-virtue signaling. It's like only for yourself.
Huh.
Only for when you know. And I have done it because I thought of it, and then I thought, oh, I should probably be. And I think that one of the kids came over and said, what are you doing, Dad? And like standing for the anthem. We're like, oh, that's cool, but you're not going to do it all the time, right? And you're going to make us do it. Okay, fine. Yes, right. You know, back to normal. Somebody says, let's see. No, I don't stand up at home, only in public. Let's see. Somebody says Whitney Houston would be special.
I just said.
Okay, that's
I'm
funny.
With you on that.
yes, they do. This person texts in. Yes, they do stand with their hand over. And I think if you stand,
well, then you got
you probably have
heart.
Your hand over your heart. You're probably
hats
being
off.
Solemn and yeah, taking your hat off. And 437-1620. Somebody says military people would not mention not standing for the national anthem. I tend to agree. I meant more. Because you'd feel extra guilty if it was a veteran saying
yes.
it. I don't think that most veterans would say, or maybe any would say it, would, or would judge you in that way. Fair note. I appreciate that. Let's see. The question of the day is, do you stand in your kitchen, living room, wherever you are, for the national anthem when it's on TV? Do you pause at all? Because it doesn't it feel like, I mean, even if you're in the kitchen, it's like, you ain't got 2 minutes? You know, you can't pause for to remind. It, I don't know. But I don't think we should feel guilty, but we do feel guilty.
I don't know. Heating up those wings just becomes so important in that moment because you only have it. You know when the national anthem comes, you only got a couple of minutes to kick off.
That's crunch time, right?
Right, it's all crunch right. time.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking at I-10, I-110, not even seeing slowdowns during the construction zone. Let's see here. Highway 90 is flowing smoothly. 9 miles looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go to get a look and to kind of survey the landscape, go to the buffet of cars at Frontier Motors. 300 different cars, trucks. It's depending on what the final count turns out to be, that's 1.5 to 2 per executive order issued today. So it's a lot of cars that you can look at, and they have all different makes and models, and you know, mostly within the range of 1 to 4 years is what they really specialize in. Cars that are, you know, maybe 10,000 to 40 or 50,000 miles, good prices. You don't pay the depreciation hit from buying it new, so you get a better deal. You're not going to be the first owner, but you're going to be probably the second owner, maybe the third owner, but, you know, you get a car that's in great shape. They warranty them to 100,000 miles in 10 years, and if they have what you want with that great selection of cars, buy it. You'll be happy. If they don't have exactly what you want, or, you know, you kind of get a sense of what you want, but you're not trying to buy just yet, that's fine. You can wait until the time comes. Maybe you want a different color, different trim package, you know, or maybe, and I recommend you do this, drive a couple of things that are maybe outside of your expectation range, because you may discover, oh my God, I get why people want a pickup truck. Or you might be like, oh my God, I definitely know I don't want a pickup truck. But the point is, it's a chance for you to learn something, to gain an experience. And honestly, it might sound corny, but it makes a pretty good date if you approach it from the perspective of let's go have some fun and drive some cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to our frivolous topic of the day, which is do you or don't you stand at reverence, hand over heart, hat off for the national anthem in your living room for the football game or the baseball game? And the consensus among the three of us is no, although I have done it just as an experiment. Because we're all busy doing something else. At the game, sure. But it's kind of like if you ever watch a church service on TV.
Right.
You don't stand when they stand. You might sing, maybe. Mm. But it's just different when you're in at the thing. Right? When you're at the thing, you're it's
almost, well, because you feel like you're an observer more than a participant when
right.
you're at home watching on TV.
I will tell you this, too, is when I go to, like, ceremonies at NAS Pensacola or something where I'm there as a reporter covering.
Right.
I am always, but I feel if there might be a photo to be taken of the color guard or something like that, and I always feel super weird, like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, I want to take the video for news, but I don't want to not honor the flag. It's very, very stressful for me. Not the biggest stress in the world. It's a minor thing, but I'm just telling you, I always feel that tension. 437-1620, somebody says, let's see, I don't do that, and I notice in the semifinals the teams are not on the field. Is that true? I don't know.
I didn't pay attention.
Somebody else says that John Pickens has the right idea about getting food. There you go. Like that. You were going to say something.
Oh, no, no. Okay. Go ahead.
And Meg, you just
want
to make sure you don't get hate mail? Is that what you
I was just yeah. I'm really patriotic, I promise.
It happens. It happens. No big deal. This is why we ask the question. See, these are the kind of questions that I like because, I don't know, you can just ask people and mess with them a little bit if you want to. I like the kind of
Not
question.
Not you.
Me? Moi? I like the kind of question that at first seems dumb, but the more you play with it, the less dumb it seems. I like those kind of questions. And this is one that where, you know, I don't know what the right answer is exactly, but...
Well, you've ruined it for me now because tonight I'm going to have to watch stand up and put, you know, for the national anthem tonight for the game. I will now because I'm going to be self-conscious.
So this is a good thought experiment, a good practice experiment is try it tonight and see if you like doing it. Nobody will know if you don't in the future, but try it. Maybe you find great comfort in doing it. Maybe other people think that you're weird. I don't know.
And then when I miss the kickoff because the guy runs it back... and scores.
You know what? It'll just... Oh, you snorted! I made Meg snort on the radio! Yeah!
Oh,
no.
Oh, that's bad enough it's 20 degrees. Now I've snorted.
8:51 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Oh, wrong button.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas, along with fresh, conservative leadership, right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust, and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dillon Thompson, Republican for Congress.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I love that John was immediately singing along.
Being a native-born,
right?
Native-born Texan, that was ingrained in my head.
Have you seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure though?
Oh yes.
Of course. All right. Fair enough. I had never seen it until I watched it on vacation.
What?
Just, you know, it slipped the gap, I guess. You know,
slipped the gap. You were probably like, I'm never going to see that.
I was not a Pee-wee's Playhouse watcher fan, and then. Sort of after everything, you sort of don't need to go back and cultivate that fandom. But no, the movie was surprisingly funny. I was entertained quite a bit. So 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 and 98 are looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. President Trump has just arrived at the White House with Melania, and they were greeted by Joe Biden, President Biden, and First Lady Jill Biden. And what did I see that Nancy Pelosi is not going to the inauguration and Michelle Obama is not going? This is weird.
Whatever just, makes you happy.
I mean, you know, I don't know, whatever. It just seems kind of oddly petty. If you're not, I mean, if your husband's going. I mean, just what it seems like to me. So, I mean, if you, you know, what's your... I guess it's consistent with thinking someone is a threat to democracy and all that, but, you know, that's kind of, they haven't really held up to that. But, you know, whatever. I try to just kind of take these things and see them, and I have my opinion about Michelle Obama, aside from all of that. And it just, she's always the take the high road person, isn't she? That's kind of what she always says, you take the high road, you know, be the better person, you know, whatever. So, okay, fair enough. 437-1620. Do you think anybody else gets pardoned before the?
I think it's done now. You know, I mean, he's only got a couple more hours.
Yeah, we got what, 2 hours and 3 minutes left.
Who's counting? Andrew says 5 a.m.
I'm doing quick math all day today with this.
Not Andrew.
All right. Well, let's do future. You know what? Meg never gets to do future news. Let's do future news. That's kind of a different thing. We haven't done it in a while, so. Put your pot up.
You got to figure it out. Line.
What are you doing? You're making it so hard.
Touching me.
All right. I'm bringing back Future News because I love this segment. Future News is where we tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, easy one. Ohio State, Notre Dame. John?
Ohio State.
Meg?
Notre Dame.
Thank you. Notre Dame. Go Irish. I hate Ohio State so much. The Ohio State. Yeah, you don't own the article, man. how long does Trump speak today?
I said 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Too long.
Okay, fair enough. I same. More than an hour, I think.
I think it's going to be long.
Does he weave? Does he stay on script or does he weave?
He stays on script.
Weaves.
He absolutely weaves. 100. Yeah, at least twice. There will be 5 minute weaves at least
four
twice.
Or five.
Yeah. Let's see. Does Biden pardon anybody else between now and 11 o'clock?
No.
Like himself?
No.
I think he's done. I mean, I think he announced it this morning.
He did
Millie
and the January 6th committee and, Anthony Fauci. I don't think he pardons himself. I think I'd be surprised if he did. That would be inconsistent, I think, for him to pardon himself. But, you know, there's still 2 hours. Let's see. Does TikTok 90 days from now, is TikTok still with us, John?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so, too. Have they divested in 90 days?
Yes.
Trump bought it.
I don't think he's going to buy it, but somebody's going
to. I think that's part of what's going on.
The real question is going to be, I don't think they can divest in 90 days, but they might be able to. I don't know. I think somebody, there's
something
deal.
Plan.
Some deal is going to come up. And will we get snow tomorrow? And if so, how much?
Yes, an inch.
2 inches.
2 inches. I've been saying an inch. I think we get yes. I would love to get us to get 3 or 4, but I think it's probably going to be 1 or 2. Just kind of guessing at the way things are going. That's it for me. Meg's up next with Pep Talk. Thanks for listening.
Listen on it.